Hachette Audio presents When the Wind Blows. Written by James Patterson. Read by Kimberly Schraff.
Prologue. First Flight. 1.
Somebody, please help me. Somebody, please. Can anybody hear me?
Max's screams pierced the clear mountain air. Her throat and lungs were beginning to hurt, to burn. The 11-year-old girl was running as fast as she could from the hateful, despicable school. She was strong, but she was beginning to tire. As she ran, her long blonde hair flared behind her like a beautiful silk scarf. She was pretty, even though there were dark, plum-colored circles under her eyes. She knew the men were coming to kill her. She could hear them hurrying through the woods behind her. She glanced over her right shoulder, painfully twisting her neck. She flashed a mental picture of her little brother Matthew. Where was he? The two of them had separated just outside the school, both running and screaming. She was afraid Matthew was already dead. Uncle Thomas probably got him. Thomas had betrayed them, and that hurt so much she couldn't stand to think about it. Tears rolled down her cheeks. The hunters were closing in. She could feel their heavy footsteps thumping hard and fast against the crust of the earth. A throbbing orange and red ball of sun was sinking below the horizon. Soon it would be pitch black and cold out here in the Front Range of the Rockies. All she wore was a simple tube of white cotton, sleeveless, loosely drawn together at the neckline and waist. Her feet were wrapped in thin-soled ballet slippers.
Move,
she urged her aching, tired body on. She could go faster than this. She knew she could. The twisting path narrowed, then wound around a great mossy green shoulder of rock. She clawed and struggled forward through more thick tangles of branches and brush. The girl suddenly stopped. She could go no further. A huge, high fence loomed above the bushes. It was easily 10 feet. Rows of razor-sharp concertina wire were tangled and coiled across the top. A metal sign warned, "Extreme danger."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?